The American Freedom Network is not funded or supported by special interest groups or government programs. The American Freedom Network is not sponsored by advertisers demanding content or programming control. The American Freedom Network is solely funded by you, the listener. Please help keep the American Freedom Network on the air by purchasing one of our sponsors' fine products or by calling 1-800-205-6245 to make a donation. The American Freedom Network needs your help.
This morning, our special guest is Dr. Jerome Corsi, certainly the country's leading expert on the Security and Prosperity Partnership, the Trans-NAFTA Highway, so many of the things that are happening today aimed at destroying the sovereignty of our nation. Now, you must understand the wars very often are used as diversions. And while our attention is focused on what's going on over in Iraq and the fact that we seem to be losing less men today, that there seems to be things straightening out over in Iraq. We've bribed a lot of the Sunni warlords into going along with us. We've put out a massive program of employment where so many of the people that we threw out of work early, immediately after victory, after we defeated Saddam's forces, and threw all the people out of work. Well, we're hiring people now. Many of the Sunnis who've been fighting us and killing Americans are now police officers or guards employed by the American government. So we're pouring billions of dollars in there to hire the people who'd been fighting us before. And, of course, things are quieting down over there, but now we have to worry about Pakistan. We have to worry about the possibility of some of the confrontation with Iran. And people do not understand that this distracts us from what is going on at home, because the threat to America is not coming from Osama bin Laden living in a cave or even from the Sunni warlords or the Shia warlords. It is coming from people in Washington, D.C., who want to destroy the sovereignty of our nation and by so doing our constitutional guarantees of freedom, and merge the United States into a North American Union, exactly as happened in Europe without the consent of the populace there, as they've created the European Union. There is a long-range plan to bring about a world government. But before you do that, you have to begin to consolidate the individual regions, and this is really what's happening today. Of course, the administration denies this. Oh, no, we're not trying to do away with American sovereignty. Oh, no, you have nothing to worry about. There is no NASCOM highway. There is no great highway that is going to join together Mexico and the United States and Canada and do away with our borders and do away with our the things that make America unique. Oh, no, we have no plans for making all those people who are here illegal. Legal? Well, on the front lines of this battle, to put the truth to the lie that's being told by the people in Washington, D.C., because the one thing they fear is the American people are going to find out what is really happening before it is a fait accompli. Jerry, thank you so very much for being with us. Dr. Jerome Corsi, thank you so much for being with us.
Stan, Dr. Stan, it's a real pleasure to be with you anytime. Thank you.
Will you pick up the story? Where do we stand now?
Well, you're exactly right. We're still at danger with Iran. Iran is, I've written now two books on Iran, Atomic Iran and Showdown with Nuclear Iran. And we've gone through now almost 3 years of the Bush administration's second term. Condi Rice has been negotiating through the Europeans, through the International Atomic Energy Agency with the Iranians. They continue to enrich uranium. The Iranians show no willingness whatsoever to re-examine those plans or to make any alterations, and they're on the path to enriching uranium to continue deceiving the IAEA, the International Atomic Energy Agency, which says openly, they've just done another report, and they admit again that they are not being given access to the details of the entire nature of the Iranian program. You can only conclude that Iran is continuing to pursue nuclear weapons. Iran is a dangerous regime. They've now got inflated oil reserves and revenue coming with oil hitting, you know, over as close as over $97 a barrel. Right now, it's trading back down about $87 a barrel. That's still enormous revenue for Iran, and Iran's continuing to put it into supporting Hezbollah, terrorists in Lebanon, and supporting Hamas, terrorists in the Gaza Strip.
Well, I share your concern about the situation over there. So, but what is going on here? Certainly, we've had a number of meetings, public meetings, and at each one, why the president has denied that there is any effort to change our relationship with Mexico and Canada, and this is simply going to all these various things that are taking place today are simply the means of strengthening our border control. We're, instead of having to guard the border between the United States and Mexico, we'll be able to guard the southern border of Mexico, which is much shorter. And won't that be a much more logical means of taking care of things? We won't have a 2,000-mile border along the Rio Grande. We'll just have that southern border of Mexico. And they come up with all these explanations for all the things that are going on. But isn't this really all about building a North American Union or, as they prefer, building a North American community?
Well, like I said, there's two sets of meetings that have been going on that I've been very concerned about. I think the meetings that we had last week in Annapolis, where Bush was trying to get another set of agreements in the Middle East, was really just an effort by the Bush administration to support the radical Islamic agenda to take over more territory from Israel, including taking over sharing of Jerusalem and maybe even establishing a Palestinian state before Hamas, who's now in control of the Gaza, even agrees that they want to see Israel remain a state. Hamas has not supported Israel's continuance as a state, and the idea of giving up more territory, which right now the Olmert government is being forced into in Israel by the Bush administration, I think is a bad mistake. Secondly, we've had the Security and Prosperity Partnership meeting up in Montebello, Quebec, Canada. This occurred at the end of August. And you're right, I mean, President Bush refuses to secure the border with Mexico and Canada. After that meeting in Montebello, I was there. I had press credentials to attend for WorldNet Daily. At the meeting, you know, we had President Bush and the other two leaders, Felipe Calderon in Mexico and Stephen Harper in Canada. A Fox News reporter asked them if the Security and Prosperity Partnership would lead to a North American Union or NAFTA superhighways, and Bush just ridiculed the idea. He did not answer the question.
All right, we'll be back in just a moment here at the American Freedom Network.
Constitutional Moments are brought to you throughout the day through the generosity of CNC Prototype Machine, Boulder, Colorado.
Some churches believe that Christians will be raptured before the coming of the Great Tribulation. Have you heard this teaching? Have you wondered if it was true? The Watchman's Cry is an interesting book by Obadiah Frank that uses the Bible and clearly explains that this teaching is not true. You can get The Watchman's Cry from the American Freedom Network by calling 1-800-205-6245. This amazing book is only $10 postpaid. Get it now by calling 1-800-205-6245, the American Freedom Network.
It's definitely that time of year again. And if your holiday travel plans include a trip over the river and through the woods to grandmother's house, or perhaps that island getaway for just the two of you, may we suggest www.gogoldentravel.com for all of your holiday travel plans. Book your flight, your car, your hotel, and a few extras on www.gogoldentravel.com. Insulin, Our Silent Killer is a book written by author and scientist Thomas Smith. In this self-help manual for diabetes and other blood sugar handling problems, you'll learn the true cause of this disease and what you can do about it. Insulin, Our Silent Killer is available from the American Freedom Network for only $29.95 postpaid. Call 1-800-205-6245. This extensively referenced book is a must-read for everyone. Insulin, Our Silent Killer. Call 1-800-205-6245. Article 4. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the places to be searched and the persons or things to be seized.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, our guest this morning, Dr. Jerome Corsi, and we're talking about the Security and Prosperity Partnership, this long-range plan to do away with national sovereignty, not only in the United States, but throughout the world, by setting up these regional areas, certainly a European Union, North American Union, an Asian Union, an African Union, an Arab Union, the South American Union, and in the name of trade, doing away with national sovereignty step by step. And then, of course, once you have done this, eventually uniting all of these groups into this one world government, which is what it's really all about. And certainly this is taking place today as they're forming their African Union and their Asian Union and their Arab Union and their South American Union. And it has to do with trade. At least that's what they want us to believe. Now, an integral part of this whole situation of trade is the NAFTA superhighway that is being put in. Perhaps you could bring us up to date with what's going on there, because I understood that the legislature in Texas had overwhelmingly voted not to allow this NAFTA superhighway for trade to be introduced in their state, and Oklahoma is having some problems as well. Can you bring us up to date with what's happening?
Well, Dr. Stan, the Texas legislature did vote overwhelmingly about six different laws to block the Trans-Texas Corridor, which is going to be a new road built parallel to Interstate 35. It's four football fields wide. You can go to keeptexasmoving.com and see all the details on this road. And it's going to be financed by Cintra, C-I-N-T-R-A, an investment consortium in Spain that will own the leasing rights on that highway for 50 years after it's built. The problem is that Governor Perry vetoed all these pieces of legislation that would have blocked the Trans-Texas Corridor, including a two-year moratorium. And so there's all the legislative roadblocks are now moved aside.
Now, could you explain to me that, how that happened, though, because certainly, there were plenty of votes to override the veto, so how could the governor veto it and then have his veto hold?
Well, about half the laws, I think the most important ones, Governor Perry vetoed after the legislature was out of session.
Uh-huh.
Texas legislature does not come back into session for 2 years. And also the other half, he vetoed right at the end of the session. So there wasn't much time to organize to override his veto. It was a strategic move by the governor to exercise the veto when nothing could be done to block him. And he really outmaneuvered the Texas legislature, which is now out of session. In Oklahoma, there's a group of legislators. Lance Cargill, who is one of the state legislators, is really the Speaker of the House. He's been inviting people into Oklahoma to speak on these public-private partnerships. Randy Brogdon, one of the senators in Oklahoma, a Republican senator, has been trying to block legislation now for 2 years, introduced into the Oklahoma legislature, that would have set the infrastructure for expanding as a public-private partnership the Trans-Texas Corridor north. And Dr. Stanley, there's a major effort. There's a Newsweek article that is breaking today. The Newsweek article Of course, picked up on Ron Paul's comment at the last debate on CNN, when Ron Paul affirmed that there were plans to build this NAFTA superhighway, a new highway, parallel to Interstate 35. The Trans-Texas Corridor was the first segment of it. And Newsweek is part of this whole campaign, I think, that began with the White House in Montebello to try to portray anybody who wants to talk about this as a fringe conspiracy theorist. And it was very interesting reading the article in Newsweek. The reporter called me up, and, you know, I gave her sources to go look at. I showed her to go talk to Randy Brogdon. I gave her Randy Brogdon's numbers. And then she emailed me back when the article was just coming into print, and she said, no, that her editors felt she had talked to the Oklahoma Department of Transportation, and that was good enough for them. And, of course, the Oklahoma Department of Transportation just said, oh, no, we don't have any plan to build the Trans-Texas Corridor north. I mean, this deniability that is built into expanding this highway, even Governor Perry says, no, it doesn't have anything to do with connecting us to Mexico. Yet on the Kansas City Smart Ports website, you can see the maps which link down to Lazaro Cardenas and Manzanilla, these ports south of Texas, where the Chinese to bring in containers, the millions of containers into these deep water ports, the Hutchison Ports Holdings in China. The Chinese firm that manages these ports is putting billions of dollars into deepening these ports, into making them world-class for the container ships. I've published photographs of Mary Peters, Secretary of Transportation, in Nuevo León, Mexican state, south of Laredo in Texas. And that governor says they're going to extend this Trans-Texas Corridor into Mexico. He proclaimed it to be a Trans-North America Corridor, not a Trans-Texas Corridor. I showed all that information to, you know, this young reporter. They assigned it to these junior reporters, this Gretchel Kovac. And she is, you know, lost to begin with. She's doing what she's told. And then she writes an article that says, oh, you know, that Ron Paul wants you to be scared that there's a conspiracy for a NAFTA superhighway. Then she writes, only it isn't true. You know, she names me as the main purveyor of this. Then in the next paragraph, she goes on to document that Texas is going to spend $180 billion, that they are going to fund it with Cintra in Spain, that Zachary is going to be the construction company that is going to fund the highway. She says, but, you know, Rick Williamson, the head of the Texas Department of Transportation, says he knows nothing about a NAFTA superhighway or North American Union. Well, of course he does. I wonder if Mr. Williamson knows about the campaign contributions that Cintra and Zachary have made to Governor Perry. I'm sure he knows all about them, but he's denying that this new Trans-Texas Corridor has anything to do with a trade link with Mexico for Chinese containers. And I guess the idea of the administration, the Bush administration, the Newsweek, the mass media, is that we're all just going to believe their denials. I was reading on the Newsweek website over the weekend, people wrote in comments. There must have been 30 comments. And the comments ranged from saying that this article was exactly why people canceled. You know, listen to this one. Now I remember why I gave up my Newsweek subscription 10 years ago. You know, and people are saying that this mainstream media is simply refusing to report these stories. You know, Dr. Sand, I got this year a Project Censored award for reporting on the NAFTA superhighway. And you can see that the mainstream media is just lying and covering this up. Some of these other readers commenting on the Newsweek article was saying, well, Vincenti Fox confirms it. Another comment, if ignorance is bliss, then this writer in Newsweek must be the happiest person this side of the sun. You know, and the idea, just because they're trying also to marginalize Ron Paul. Ron Paul is one of the only candidates who's speaking out about the North American Union and the NAFTA superhighways. And I keep asking, I asked it in the late great USA, the book I wrote on this, we're 6 years into a war on terror. Why Have we not secured our borders with Mexico and Canada? And the answer is right there on SPP.gov, the Security and Prosperity Partnership website, SPP.gov. Look at the 2005 and 2006 report to the leaders, and they describe how we're only going to have a security border around the continent, around the United States, Mexico, and Canada, but increasingly we're going to erase the lines of our border with Mexico and Canada. We have Mexican trucks now coming across the border. Again, another initiative that Mary Peters, Secretary of Transportation, is forcing upon us. And I guess we're just supposed to believe that none of these things are happening, or they're happening for unrelated reasons than integrating us economically with Mexico. And, you know, Newsweek, George W. Bush himself of Montebello, they're non-responsive. Because I've argued in the late, great USA, this is exactly what the elite and the multinational corporations and the politicians they were paying, both sides of the aisle in Europe, did, was that they denied on a stealth plan when they had an intention incrementally to advance these economic agreements into political and legal agreements. It took 50 years for the European Union to go from a coal and steel agreement to what we have today, which is a full-fledged European Union with its own currency, the euro, and our elite have already named our currency the Amero. But yet, anybody who points out about the plans that, you know, the Bush administration or the financiers, the investment bankers, or, you know, opening up borders to Mexican truck, anybody who tries to connect these dots, even though with 30 pages of footnotes in the late, great USA, almost every one of them a website, mostly government websites, this is fully documented on government websites. They just don't want people to connect the dots because George Bush and the elitists and the multinational corporations want to lie and confuse people with the mainstream media, also controlled by the multinational corporations. You know, if you think that, you know, your newspapers or television news or even cable news today is, you know, independent or fair and balanced, you're kidding yourself. Because any story that is not pre-approved by the multinational corporations who own the mainstream media will not get printed or discussed about.
Well, I think, you know, it's the hardest thing for the average American to believe that there would be an organized effort to lie to the American people, involving not only the media, but people at the highest levels of our government going right into the White House who are denying that this is the plan. And yet, that's how they were able to create the European Union. They had to lie to the people of Europe. The people of Europe don't want to give up their national sovereignty. They don't want to throw open their borders for free immigration from everybody from Eastern Europe and from the Muslim countries coming in. I mean, they want their own national identity. And they certainly, in many instances, don't want to merge their currencies because it's having a devastating effect on their economies. And that's exactly what's happening here. But there was a concerted effort to lie. You know, I think the hardest thing for the average individual to believe is that they would be people in key positions in government who are lying to the American people about this, as they had lied to the American people to justify getting into the war in the Middle East, and as they're lying to the American people about the NASCOM or the NAFTA superhighway. But, you know, really, if it weren't for alternative radio, and the Internet, well, the average American would have no way of even possibly knowing what's really going on, would they?
That's right, Dr. Stan. It's, you know, shows like yours that continue to bring the information to the American people. I mean, take a look at the money. Follow the money. It's both sides of the aisle. You've got George H.W. Bush, who wanted NAFTA to be, proposed NAFTA, and Bill Clinton, who got NAFTA signed. And they're off in the famous ex-president's tour, collecting millions of dollars in speaker's fees from countries like Dubai, from the multinational corporations which have sponsored them from the beginning. How did Hillary Clinton get to be worth so many millions of dollars? Certainly not on her Senate salary. These are questions the American people have got to ask. How did Governor Perry, why did he take so many campaign contributions from Zachary, from Cintra, the Spanish investment firm that's going to fund this highway, and from Rudy Giuliani's law firm, Blackwell and Giuliani, which was representing Syntra. Their interests are all tied together. Giuliani is in the middle of these NAFTA superhighways, sponsoring the foreign investment firms that want to come over and create this new generation of toll roads as public-private partnerships. And it's fully documented. Just go to the Federal Highway Administration's website or Google public-private partnerships plus Federal Highway Administration. You'll find a whole section of the Federal Highway Administration website that's dedicated to teaching the states how to go through this toll road plan.
All right, we're going to be back in just a moment here. When we get back, if you're out there in the listening audience, would like to give us a call, 970-689-8255. 970-689-8255.
Happiness for families in our community. However, when tragedy occurs, it can be the saddest of times. Many traffic fatalities are caused by illegally intoxicated drivers, so do yourself a favor and your community a favor. Remember the three C's of safety: caution, courtesy, and above all, common sense. Safe and sober driving is everyone's responsibility. That's from Barry and his family and staff at Keene Research and Development, where they're always working to make our area a safer place to live, work, and raise a family. That's your friends at Keene Research and Development at 1309 Alexandria in Lafayette. If you've had your hand on a bottle, keep your foot off the throttle.
Stop living with pain. Discover Magneticare Cell Activating Liquid Complex and RX Magnets for a healthier life. Tom Martino and the Broncos know what works when you need to reduce swelling and inflammation, eliminate chronic pain, increase blood circulation, and aid in the healing process. Get your fast-acting Magneticare Liquid Complex, cream, or RX Magnets now. Call Bob at 303-388-1227. That's 303-388-1227. www.magneticare.net. An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of the Green Herb.
The people who are controlling the government of America are the same people who are trying to control your family's health care. You can sit quietly by and accept their plan, or you can take responsibility for your health. What would happen if you could no longer obtain the medications you're now taking? Would you be forced to join the ranks of corrupt agents just to purchase the medicine? If you're one of the thousands of concerned citizens who would like to know more about a natural way, God's way to help, drop by the Green Herb for a natural solution and all the information you need to make an intelligent decision. Or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. And be sure to listen to the Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
How many of you battle the symptoms of failing health with toxic medications and inconvenient supplements? Do you feel like you've been fighting battles but losing the war? How about winning the war for a change? Introduce BioSuperfood in your diet and increase the metabolic activity of each cell in your body for greater repair, detoxification, and regeneration. Gain immediate energy, boost your immune system, and restore your health with extraordinary whole and organic nutrients in BioSuperfood. Win the war against disease. Call now, 877-288-9116.
You'll find them at WorldNet Daily, and you can get them. And Sydney, it'd be a great thing just to get a number of his articles, put them in a loose leaf folder, and then begin to document them and get the information out to others. Now, we carry two of Dr. Corsi's books. One, The Late Great USA, an excellent book we recommend. The other, The Minutemen. And all of these go into this whole background of the North American Union, which is what it's really all about. The North American Union is the end of the sovereignty of America, the end of your guarantees of freedom, and with the loss of your constitutional guarantees, you will have the same freedoms that exist in Mexico today, and they will raise the living standards
of the average American to that of the Mexican peasant. Understand they know what they're doing. Are you concerned? Our number, 970-689-8255. That's 970-689-8255. If you have a question for Dr. Corsi, who certainly is leading this battle today, to try to educate the American people, and understand that the media simply lies to you. 95% of the major media outlets in America are controlled by one of five mega corporations. That's covered in a wonderful book called The New Media Monopoly, written by Professor Ben Bagdakian of the University of California, who's been studying this since the 1980s. And people do not understand that most of what they read and most of what they hear and most of what they see is carefully contrived to mold our minds, create our tastes, form our opinions. And, of course, that is being done by people who we will never meet, who we will never know. So does that article come out in Newsweek today, Jerome?
Yes, the article in Newsweek should be out today. It's an attack piece mostly on Ron Paul, but it's called Highway to Hell is what it's called, and the subtitle of it is Ron Paul's Worked Up About U.S. Sovereignty. And it begins by saying, Ron Paul wants you to be scared. And then it goes into, there's a conspiracy in the land, what he calls a conspiracy of ideas to give up American sovereignty. It's a shadowy scheme that begins with a NAFTA superhighway. I mean, you know, this young reporter, and I just don't see that she's all that experienced. I gave her resources to investigate. I told her if she wants to find out about this highway going north, I gave her the names of Randy Brogdon and the other legislators and citizens who are fighting the expansion of this highway into Oklahoma. She didn't call any of them. She called the Department of Transportation of Oklahoma, and they told her, don't worry, honey, it's never going to happen. So she just published her article and said, well, the Department of Transportation says it's not going to happen, and, you know, I've called up. She says that the problem is it's not true, and then I'm the main purveyor, she writes, of this conspiracy, and that we're just playing on nationalist fears. This type of writing that we're seeing now, Michael Medved is doing it as well. He's doing rants and raves on the radio, calling the North American Union and the NAFTA superhighway just scare tactics. They want to convey to the American people that this is only fringe ideas and, you know, right-wing scare tactics, so that they can then have the elite do exactly what they want to do.
Sure.
I mean, the North American Union, like the European Union, will proceed just by creating the fait accompli of merging the two countries together. 10% of Mexico's population is living in the United States today as Mexican national citizens. By 2010, it will be 20% of Mexico's population. We have 47 Mexican consular offices here to protect the civil rights of these Mexican nationals living in our country. We've already become a dual nation. That reality will only increase in numbers. And, you know, George Bush wants to say, don't worry about that. You know, don't look at the man behind the curtain. It's not important, because none of this is going to merge the countries. We'll still be sovereign. Well, how are we going to be sovereign with 30 or 40% of Mexico's population living in the United States as Mexican nationals, and there is no structural barrier, there's no wall, we're not enforcing our employment laws or our immigration laws, there's no reason to think that this, you know, invasion from Mexico will stop when 20% of Mexico's people live here. Why not 40 or 50% of Mexico's population calling the United States home? And like Felipe Calderon says, where there's a Mexican, there is Mexico. Now, are we not supposed to listen to these statements and draw conclusions from them? I guess Newsweek, George Bush, Mary Peters, and the Secretary of Transportation just thinks that we're all stupid and that they've dumbed down the American population to the point where the American population can't see the evidence for themselves. And I think Mary Peters and Newsweek are wrong. This is why nobody's reading Newsweek anymore. It's why, you know, the New York Times is going to fire more people and its editorial staff and its reporters. Nobody reads these papers anymore. They're not telling the people the truth. They're just lying. and they aren't addressing the reality. We're 6 years into a war on terror. Why don't we have border security with Mexico and Canada?
Amen to that. Well, we have somebody on the line. Who's calling in? Who is calling in?
Yes, hello, Dr. Stan. This is Neil from Boulder.
Hi, Neil. How are you?
Good. Hello, Jerry. Good.
Hi, Neil.
Good to hear you again.
Thank you.
And I just want to again commend you for all of your work and on so many different subjects. You know, the Ramos Campion with you know that attorney Sutton. Your articles are a real inspiration. I cannot believe that you have the time to do all this research. And
I want
you
to talk about the Ramos and Campion, Neil, now
yes.
that you mention it, because today, in fact, right now as we're speaking, their attorneys are at the Fifth Circuit, the U.S. Court of Appeals in New Orleans, and they're arguing the appeal.
Yeah.
And this, you know, today is the best chance Ramos Campion have of having their conviction overturned and a new trial demanded. We won't know the result of this appeal for probably 4 to 6 weeks when the three-judge panel writes it up. But I wrote three articles in WorldNet Daily about the appellate briefs. And I think the issue that just jumps out at me is that, you know, this drug smuggler, Davila, was apprehended. Now he's in jail. He's been charged with the second load, which was a drug offense that evidently Davila committed before the Ramos Campion trial started, while Davila had immunity and from Johnny Sutton, the prosecutor, and a border pass card, brought across another 750 pounds of marijuana, and Johnny Sutton did not go to tell the judge that his chief witness had broken immunity. He was under investigation from the DEA, Department of Homeland Security. Instead, Johnny Sutton and Deborah Canoff, the prosecutor of the trial, who works for Johnny Sutton, they asked the judge to seal this information, and the Ramos Campion defense never got to tell the jury about the second load. They never got to cross-examine Davila. And Johnny Sutton, I think, allowed Davila to lie in the stand, which is suborning perjury, because Davila said he was an innocent guy who was not an experienced drug smuggler, who just did this one deal because he lost his commercial driver's license in Mexico, and his mother was sick, and he needed to buy medicine. It was all a lie.
We'll be back in just a moment here with Dr. Jerome Corsi, right here at the American Freedom Network.
Tapes of the preceding show are available by calling 1-800-205-6245, the American Freedom Network. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb.
Many Christians have health problems that hinder their quality of life and their ministry. The Green Herb is offering you an opportunity to help these hurting Christians. You can have your own Green Herb home business for just $950. This includes inventory, training, samples, and everything you need to get started. This is not network marketing. It's a genuine opportunity to build a business. How do I know? Linda and I started in our home almost 15 years ago. And we would like to help you start your own herbal business. We are not looking for high-profile salespeople, just someone who loves the Lord and wants to help his people. For more information, call me, Tom Phillips, at 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. I'm looking forward to your call, and be sure to listen to The Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
Worship and Warfare, Holy Places and In His Hands. Three praise and worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org.
telling us that the appeal for Ramos and Campion is underway, that this drug smuggler who they shot, and they shot him in the buttocks, presumably, you know, while trying to escape. And there was a serious question as to whether he might very well have a weapon under any circumstances. They have sent these, these two border guards to prison, and by so doing, intimidated all of our border guards for fear of using force and being sent to prison themselves. Now, basically, this man was involved in drug smuggling after he was shot. And where do we stand as far as the drug smuggler at the present time, Jerome?
Well, Davila, the drug smuggler, Dr. Stan, is now in federal custody for the second load that he committed before the Ramos and Campion trial started. And I've been writing about this. I broke the news on it. And, of course, you know, Johnny Sutton was denying. Johnny Sutton denied, though, in a very clever way. This is a stealth methodology. Johnny Sutton said Davila had never been arrested for a second load. And technically, that's true. He was back in Mexico, and he hadn't been arrested. But the way Johnny Sutton said it was sounded like he was denying altogether there had been a second load. But that's not what Johnny Sutton did. You know, he was doing like Bill Clinton. He was very careful to define what the meaning of the word is. There were Department of Homeland Security reports and DEA reports naming Davila as the guy who brought the second load across to the safe house of Cipriano Ortiz Hernandez. Cipriano Ortiz Hernandez was arrested and pleaded guilty to the offense. He named Davila. None of this was good enough for Sutton to come forward and tell the truth. Sutton held that Davila has not been arrested. Well, now Davila is arrested. And today, when the Ramos and Campion appeal is being heard, the three-judge panel have got to know that Sutton intentionally prohibited the jury from knowing about this, because the idea that the drug smuggler was not inexperienced but was a professional drug smuggler would have undermined his testimony and made the jury doubt the credibility of Davila when he said he wasn't armed. If Davila was lying about everything else, why wasn't he lying that he didn't have a gun?
Well, I think that people have to understand that there is a organized effort on the part of a local federal attorney and working right with Washington, D.C., to demoralize our border agents. Has that pretty well been what's happened? Aren't a lot of the border agents just scared to death to do their job properly?
Yes, Dr. Stan, I think that was the intent of the Bush administration, and that's what I've argued in the late, great USA. The whole point is that the Bush administration's agreed with Mexico and Canada, the Security and Prosperity Partnership, that what they're going to do is increasingly erase our borders with Mexico and Canada, while the only border we're going to protect is the security border around the continent. That's the only border that the Bush administration's focusing on, while they integrate the whole plan in SPP is not only to let Mexican trucks in here and Mexican airplanes, but they're actually going to integrate the Border Patrol activities of us and Mexico and us and Canada. And that's what these trilateral working groups are doing. These 20 working groups we have meeting with the United States and Canada on this Security and Prosperity Partnership plan.
And what they really want is a multinational, multicultural society. They want to do away with the traditions of this country. And that's why so often when you call a corporation, well, do you want your message in English or in Spanish? I mean, many years ago there were efforts to make English the unifying language of this country. But you see, they don't want to unify this country. They want to divide this country so they can play one group against the other. And, you know, in many respects, the Mexicans are simply victims in this whole thing. They're being used just exactly as we're being used, and we're not getting the truth. And we find it so difficult to believe that we would have traitors to our nation working at the highest level in Washington, D.C., men who've sworn to uphold our Constitution and hate our Constitution and hate everything about America and want to merge us into this world government. And that's really what it's all about, isn't it, Dr. Corsi?
Well, sorry, Dr. Stan, last week I wrote about Stephen Jaroslawski. He's a billionaire money manager and investor in Canada. The A Canadian newspaper, The Globe and Mail, calls him the Canadian Warren Buffett. He testified to the Canadian House of Commons, to their finance committee, and he said he called for an Amero. He called for a common currency between the United States and Canada. And again, this is another thing that Newsweek and the others like to debunk as a conspiracy theory. Yet the evidence is out there that the elite multinational corporations are thinking very hard about a North American regional currency. Why the dollar, I believe, is being forced to go down in value. And Jaroslawski's argument is, look, he invests in Canadian companies that export to the United States, and what he does not like is he doesn't want a currency risk, because right now with the Canadian dollar being priced more than the U.S. dollar, exports are more expensive to the United States from Canada, and Jaroslawski doesn't like that. If there was one common North American currency, his Canadian investments the companies investing in would not be disadvantaged, because there would be no Canadian dollar to go up against the U.S. dollar. And that would involve there to be a North American central bank that would sit on top of the Federal Reserve, and this is the exact way that Europe went down the path to create the euro. But yet, if I write about these things, if I quote Jaroslawski, if I talk about the economists who are openly writing this and they're in their works and talking about it with the government officials say, oh, no, we don't have any such plan. They may not today have a plan, but they're actively thinking about it. And tomorrow when they create the plan, they'll say, well, we didn't have any choice. And they'll expect the people not to remember that they've been denying it for 10 years while they were planning it.
And actually, didn't Vicente Fox actually admit that on,
yes,
what was it, the Larry King program, that in the future, this is what the plan is?
Well, Vicente Fox openly said it. Larry King asked him if questioned whether there was a plan to create a, you know, Latin American common currency, and Vicente Fox said long term there was.
Right.
The plan was to extend these trade agreements like NAFTA into a political vision, and a common currency like the Amero would be created. So it's been openly admitted by Vincente Fox. Yet George Bush continues to deny it.
We're out of time. Dr. Corsi, thank you so much. Look forward to talking to you again on another program later this week. Bye-bye.
Radio is your best choice for advertising. Radio gets results. Call 1-800-205-6245 and find out just how inexpensive and effective radio can be. That's 1-800-205-6245. KHNC 1360, The Lion. That's 1-800-205-6245. The American Freedom Network is not funded or supported by special interest groups or government programs. The American Freedom Network is not sponsored by advertisers demanding content or programming control. The American Freedom Network is solely funded by you, the listener. Please help keep the American Freedom Network on the air by purchasing one of our sponsors' fine products or by calling 1-800-205-6245 to make a donation. The American Freedom Network needs your help.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion, or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom. Good Sabbath.
Want to know more about the North American Union? We carry the book
The Late Great USA by Dr. Corsi and his book on Minuteman. They're both excellent books, and we recommend them to you. But to put the, and then we have a four-tape set on the North American Union, which includes some of my interviews with Dr. Corsi. But to put this into its proper perspective, you have to understand that there are spiritual forces behind what's going on. And that's why you need to hear my talk on the secret, the forbidden secret. That's the forbidden secret, because it goes into the background of the European Union, with the European Union and what happened there foreshadows what is happening here. But the European Union didn't start in Europe. It started thousands of years ago with the building of the Tower of Babel. And what you are seeing, and you can go to Strasbourg today, where the and the building where the European Parliament sits, and you'll actually see that that building is designed after the unfinished Tower of Babylon. And if you get our four tapes, you get our DVD on the Forbidden Secret, you'll see a picture of that building in Strasbourg, and molding into it, of course, of the unfinished tower. Because behind this are powerful spiritual forces intent upon destroying humanity and bringing about a world government, a new world religion. Because we have to destroy Christianity. And then, of course, the new world leader. So that's the Forbidden Secret. We recommend it. And then, of course, we carry the four tape or four CD set, The Secret Behind the Secret, the very, very professional a DVD, The Secret Mystery of America's Beginnings, and the second in the series, which is called Riddles in Stone. But understand what this is really about. You want to get the DVDs, the 3-hour, the 4-hour, or the 10-hour version of They Sold Their Souls for Rock and Roll. Because it talks about the music industry and the fact that there really are people who have intentionally sold their souls to the devil for prosperity and sex and drugs and power and notoriety and fame, and the same thing happens in government. There really is another dimension there. And when you begin to understand that we're involved in a spiritual battle, being fought on a political, ideological, and cultural battlefield, and that's what's really going on today. And until people understand that, nothing really makes sense. We hope you'll listen to our programs. Remember, at RadioLiberty.com, you can listen to our programs. Are there live 4 hours a day and 9 hours a day on our feed to Telstar 5. You can hear us on Telstar 5, on shortwave, on radio stations like this, and then on the Internet at RadioLiberty.com. Go to our website, watch our DVDs, listen to our programs that are archived there, read our newsletters, and then join the Radio Liberty family. We need your help to maintain our network of almost 60 outlets every week as we try to reach people with the truth that you're not going to get through regular channels, because the media is controlled by powerful, powerful, powerful forces. And the wealth of the world is aligned against us. The media of the world is aligned against us. There are people who control the great corporations, and they're aligned against us. The people who control both political parties are aligned against us. Well, I hope we're on God's side. I hope we're worthy of God's intervention. Please pray for America. Pray for Radio Liberty. Our number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Until tomorrow, may the Lord be with you.
Now you can reach the American Freedom Network at our new P.O. Box, 1750 Johnstown, Colorado, 80534, or online at AmeriFree.com. The American Freedom Network is not funded or supported by special interest groups or government programs. The